a bit closer than you would have liked, but the result nonetheless.
Yeah, look, it's been close for the last 3 weeks now, so we're really pleased with how the group is managing those challenges. And today we're fortunate enough to get the scoreboard going the right way.
What flipped over in those last minutes there?
Yeah, look, you know, the Western Bulldogs are a quality team, and they've got a really good list, and they've been in the games that they've played, you know, for long periods of time, and we understood that they'd keep on coming. I think we had a good level of composure through quarters 2 and 3, and it took a little while to get that balance right in the last quarter, but, you know, I think the efforts of our group late to hold on and win the game was really encouraging.
And the impact of Breed Davey. Yeah, it's a crucial last little bit.
Yeah, incredible. You know, to stand up under pressure, which is, you know, what she does really well time and time again, and she did that again for us today.
And just with her back, like, people yesterday, like, oh, she's got a broken back. What is it?
Yeah, look, she took that knock over in Adelaide, and we've been really conservative with our assessment of it and given her every opportunity. There's certainly no way that we're going to put her or any other of our players at risk going into a game, so she's managed herself really professionally throughout the week to get to a point where you know, she was able to have a real impact, I thought, today. And look, you know, I think, you know, one of the positive things with Bree at this point in time is that, you know, her influence over her teammates is really positive. And again, we saw Tani Nestor play really well today, and you know, that back group for us really stood up, I thought, under a lot of pressure at times from the Bulldogs midfield moving the ball forward effectively.
Just what can her teammates, like, learn from the fact that she clearly is sort of hammered and she just still goes out there and...
Yeah, look, you know, I'm really pleased with the unity that our group's showing at this point in time, and, you know, Bree's professionalism is rubbed off on the group, and they stood shoulder to shoulder with her today out there in the heat of battle, and, you know, I thought collectively they were really effective down back.
Nat, is she okay? Saw her on crutches down
the bend. Yeah, she went over on her ankle, and we'll have that scanned on Monday. So we'll assess that, and again we'll take a really conservative approach on that. We did in the game. We understand that we've got a season to play out still, so we'll have a look at that on Monday and see how we go.
Darcy, she didn't get a stack of the ball, but her influence was just profound.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? And, you know, I think you can look at Bianca Jacobson on that front as well. You know, I haven't had a look closely at their numbers as far as possessions go, but I'd imagine they weren't as high as they usually are, but I think their impact on the game was enormous, and, you know, their defensive work rate was really honourable.
What have you made of Bella Eyre's growth over the first few weeks?
Yeah, it's encouraging, you know, and we understand that Bella's a long-term prospect for us, and I think her understanding of her strengths and how they play out at this level is really starting to progress, and it's really exciting. We saw what she did last week towards the end of the game, and I think she held that level and that standard for longer periods of time throughout the game today.
What do you think is the ideal final system? Because you guys look like you could win it, but you're probably almost not going to get the chance. What's the ideal final system?
Yeah, look, you know, we understand that we've put ourselves in a position where we're reliant on, you know, some results going our way outside of our control. So all we can do at this point in time is make sure that we keep winning, and we've got Freo next week, which will be a real challenge for us. You know, I think, you know, to go through those sort of decisions and look at, you know, the impact of an extended final series and what have you, I think the right time for that is post-season. We'll get through next week and then get on to Brisbane and see where that takes us. But, you know, the AFL, I keep saying, have been really sound with their decision-making to date. And I think that, you know, post-season we'll be able to look at, you know, how that looks moving forward.
You should be proud of that. At least to be in a position where you've still got that chance.
Yeah, really proud, really proud. And, you know, 3 points and 6 points, you know, in the previous weeks that didn't go our way. But as I said, you know, we learnt a lot out of that. And this group continues to learn, which is what we've asked them to do the whole way along. So first-time experiences, the challenges that keep getting put in front of this group, they keep rising to. So, you know, I'm certain that, you know, the learnings that we took out of Adelaide and Melbourne helped us under pressure today.
And Lauren Arnell, she looked like she was sort of also a little bit hampered by something?
Yeah, well, she got a knock late and just had to come off. She had that checked. I think it was an upper leg knock that that she took, but she came back onto the ground so and was moving relatively freely when she got back onto the ground. So there's no real concern there.
Yeah.